As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you asked me. Because you wanted to do, Sam Monson did some revisionist history, and he'll join us at 9:01, formerly a PFF, now with the Check the Tape podcast with him and Steve Palazzolo, also formerly a PFF. And you would ask me, what if they would have held on to Baker?
Yeah.
My theory is this. I think it would still, there was a lot of tension at that time. And I thought in that 2021 season, he did a lot to cost himself, not just with money. I thought he cost himself a lot of trust within the locker room. I mean, you want to talk leadership. I thought he had it in the palm of his hand. And I think he lost a lot of that because I think that, and I know that to some of these players, that line became blurred of, do you really want what's best or are you just trying to get paid? And again, when you are asked so many times whether or not your quarterback's bad, you're going to start to resent that QB. It's happened with every Browns quarterback that we've ever put any faith in. The teammates start getting asked if they think he's bad, and at first they're good with it, and they do the right thing, and they answer. And over time, it starts to wear on a teammate, and it does. It's done it with Deshaun Watson since, and it did it with Baker Mayfield in 2021. Had they held on to Baker, all right, he wouldn't have been as bad as he was in Carolina. He looked lost at times in Carolina. I think that Kevin Stefanski has proven he's a better offensive coach than Matt Rhule at the NFL. He wouldn't have been as bad. Would he have accepted a deal that was worth $100 million? Yes. Would we be arguing right now? Would we ever be as bad as 3-14? Absolutely not. So we would be sitting here arguing right now. I think we'd be the Steelers in so many ways.
Yeah, good enough to contend with the Chiefs and the Bills.
We would be arguing where we are because as of right now, he is a great story in Tampa Bay. He's a great story.
Amazing.
He's paid what he's worth, though. He's paid what he's worth. He is not a $300 million quarterback. He's not a $250 million quarterback. And they've done the right thing by him. They know Jason Light and all those guys, whatever. I mean, they know exactly what's going to help that guy. And that is targets and offensive linemen. Let him be a point guard. Don't make him to be Superman because then all of a sudden he'll get crazy ideas and you'll have problems. Protect him because he needs his whole body to throw the ball hard. That's why he struggled so much in 2021 because it did affect his mechanics. You give him guys like Godwin. You give him guys like Mike Evans, who's a Hall of Famer. They just drafted another one. Like you're going to have some success and he's been successful. They know what they're doing. Us, no, we messed up the whole thing, obviously. And I'd much rather argue about whether or not we could get over the hump with Baker Mayfield than what we've been arguing about over the last 3 years. But I've said it a bunch of times. That's where it is. And hell, I've had a bunch of people over the last 3 years, again, the nastiness over Baker. You wanted Baker out. I did not think it was a tenable situation. I also did not advocate to make the trade that they made. I am on the record about that. I did not want to make that trade. Vehemently against that trade. But we are where we are. But I think that had they held on to Baker, he wouldn't have been as bad as he was with Carolina. I don't think it would have came to a head with him and Kevin Stefanski. He has a way of working some things out with some guys, somehow, some way. I think it would have worked to a degree. I don't know if it would have got them to the promised land.
He was so embattled throughout that season. And by the way, they're not just criticism for Baker there. I mean, the team as well. I was calling for them to shut him down. I thought.
I don't think you were the only one.
I thought I can tell you I was earlier than most because I said it and I was getting crushed. People are like, you gotta let him gut it out. You gotta let him do this. I'm like, well, he's hurting the team and he's also hurting himself. Like nobody was saving Baker from himself at that point. Cost him a ton of money, and then, you know, yeah, they got wandering eyes. They were like, all right, we've got a team that's ready for the Super Bowl, but right now our quarterback is banged up and nowhere near good enough to contend with the Chiefs and Josh Allen and, you know, what I guess we were talking about, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore at that point. So we have to pounce. We've got, and who's available? You know, that's not all that dissimilar from what the Rams did, because we talked about the Rams at the time. They said goodbye to Jared Goff because he was good, but he wasn't good enough. So what did they do?
Which
they were like, we've got to get a guy that was elite.
Which blows my mind. And this is something that every fan should always wonder for like the future. Because, you know, you have what you and I, but people don't want to believe it, but you and I, and Jason certainly aligns with it and a couple other people, is I don't think that the ownership group was keen on just moving on from Baker Mayfield. I think that they remember starkly what 2016 and 17 was, where there was very little fan interest to begin with. And I don't think there was a passion around.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Browns, good, bad, ugly, whatever it was, there was a passion around Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns. I think that they found themselves in a desperate moment. I'm going, I look back at it and I think you've been so tough with all these other players about wanting trades. The latest one with our Hall of Famer, about guys requesting trades, demanding trades. You've been so tough to the point of just putting your fingers in your ears and closing your eyes. And somehow his behavior or his reaction to all this is what necessitated being so desperate to go out and get Deshaun Watson. That's something I won't understand. I won't understand it. Because they can say whatever they want, and people can make up whatever they want. You know damn well the facts of the matter. They were the first team out at 10:30 on a Thursday when it came to Deshaun Watson. He didn't want to be here. I don't think he wants to be here. And I look at it now and I go, well, Baker Mayfield is in greener pastures in Tampa Bay. And I don't think that, you know, I looked at the other drafts. He would have been good enough where there definitely were going to be conversations about, could you get this guy? Could you get that guy? Do you want to take a swing at this guy? I don't think you'd ever be truly like out of the woods, but he'd be your quarterback. It would just be a question of how far can you go? And I think there'd be people how far they can go.
If he had the year he had in Carolina or anything like it, and again, he was coming off the injury,
then they would have moved on.
I think they would have moved on anyway. Yes. I think that's the one part that's being forgotten.
They probably would have moved on from everybody.
And that's even if they signed him to a kind of contract. They, especially with their cap manipulation skills. They would have been able to get out of it. The other part of this, I do wonder when it comes to teams, and this is a broader philosophical question we get in all of sports. Sometimes I wonder if teams should just never really be aggressive. Like, they didn't think they could win the Super Bowl with Baker, so they were aggressive, and they made a huge move, and people, that was not, like, universally panned. People are like, oh my God, they just got Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's been a top five quarterback. Like, this is, with this roster, they've got a real chance to win the Super Bowl now.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, should you just sometimes, like, can you understand why teams like the Cavs, like, they just run it back? Like, how do you feel about the 19, even if you never win, how do you feel? How do you think the city of Cleveland generally feels about the late 80s Cavs?
I think they hold them in high regard. I
how
think they're
they
loved.
Feel about the late 80s Browns?
I think they hold them in very high regard.
What did those teams win?
In the grand scheme of things, nothing.
And sometimes I wonder if you got guys like me going, be aggressive, try to win a championship. A championship just changes everything. And then I think about it sometimes and I'm like, maybe just having guys your fan base likes, even if they don't win, have them for 7 years. People will talk favorably about them and they'll say, they didn't win at all. But we could say positive things about Bernie Kosar. We could say positive things about Mark Price. Those teams didn't win. They didn't win, but they gave the fan base moments that were special for them for the rest of their lives.
Well, I've heard many people say it, and I think they're probably right about it, because we compartmentalize. The 90s Indians, that's just an ugliness that, and a soul-sucking thought as the years go by that I'll never be able to compute. But when it comes to the 90s...
But people still love those guys.
Yeah, I do.
They do.
But there's when I think of the 90s Indians,
Jim Thome left, Albert Bell left, and fans still love them.
There's genuine hurt there. I have compartmentalized, and I think a lot of other people have, the 80s Cavs and Browns. It's like, all right, you lost to the Broncos, but the Broncos went out and got hammered in the Super Bowl, so at least we didn't go out and get embarrassed in the Super Bowl. That is not the best thing to admit, but I think that's where some people have compartmentalized where the Browns are. For the Cavs, it's like, hey, you ran into Michael Jordan. Everybody runs into Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley's on TV. He ran into Michael Jordan plenty of times. There were plenty of problems there. Like, you rationalize it in so many ways. The Indians of the 90s, I can't rationalize. I'm sorry. It still hurts. It is a definite pain because of how that went
but
down.
But I still have so many fond memories from that run.
I have fond memories from that run, and that's what makes it more painful, that I looked at a lineup that loaded with that many guys hitting around 290 or over 300 at that point when batting average mattered. And with that many stars, you lost to the Marlins. And then Colorado beat the Marlins yesterday, and a lot of people are out of money, apparently. 216-474-0092. No, I look at the revisionist history. There's a lot of things that could have played out. If he wouldn't have been successful in 2022 coming back, if he wouldn't have been successful there, I think everybody might have been ushered out. I think it might have done that way. He might have came to his senses. He might have played on the option. It came to his senses. Signed a deal of what he's worth right now. I think right now we would be having arguments of, can 10-7, 11-6, can we ever get above Allen? Can we ever get above Jackson, Mahomes, those guys? And that's a hell of a lot more fun than any other thing else we've been arguing over the last 3 years. I don't think anybody can fight that.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.